Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager of NCBA as we talk WOTUS in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including
it grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe is the chair of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. They unveiled a report yesterday, a long title, from preventing pollution of navigable and interstate waters to regulating farm fields, puddles, and dry land, a Senate report on the expansion of jurisdiction claimed by the Army Corps of Engineers and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency under the Clean Water Act. Long title, but a short message from that particular report. The fact that EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, according to Senator Inhofe, are running rogue regarding the Clean Water Act. They're pursuing it. They're implementing it, even though they've been told to stand down by the U.S. court system. According to Scott Yeager of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, this report highlights a lot of the abuse that folks in agriculture believe was happening by EPA and the Army Corps.
It shows that the agencies are implementing and enforcing the WOTUS rule despite the court stay that's happening right now in the courts. So if you look in the report, there are case studies, and a lot of them are focused on agricultural issues. For example, there's a farmer out in California who used to graze cattle on his land. Then he changed that over to winter wheat, and he started plowing that land. And the Army Corps of Engineers said, well, you can't do that without a permit. And remember that Clean Water Act has agricultural exemptions in it for just that sort of thing. But the agencies, in a clever interpretation, they said that, well, actually, you're not plowing your land. You're creating small mountain ranges by disking that land. And that just is incredible, number one. And number two, it completely erodes the agricultural exemptions in the Clean Water Act. So this report really shows that a lot of this stuff is happening out there already. It's very troubling, and we're hoping it's really going to kickstart Senate into passing some sort of compromise to fix these issues.
Scott Yeager says he's hopeful that this will be a game changer for Congress, as Senator Inhofe calling on his colleagues to move forward to rein in EPA right away. Yeager says cattle producers agree wholeheartedly with the senator that we've got to do something about this now.
This report should absolutely support future legislation. Look, here's what a lot of Congress people said when they had to vote on the last WOTUS legislation, and said, we're going to vote no on this legislation to fix it. Even though we recognize there are issues, we are going to basically defer to the EPA in what they told us and assume that these agricultural exemptions are going to be preserved and stay in place. Well, now there's evidence in front of these senators. There's evidence for them now to show them that these issues are happening right now. They're problems. They're eroding the agricultural exemptions, and they need to take action to fix it.
Cattle Industry Environmental Council Scott Yeager on the need for Congress to act right away on what Senator Inhofe has called EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers going rogue when it comes to WOTUS. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Rancher's Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.